In December, we reported that the state's agriculture department had organized an Arkansas Festival grant program. The department planned to administer $45,000 in one-time funding made available to the Arkansas Livestock and Poultry Commission for Arkansas festivals featuring an agricultural or forestry product, commerce, or theme. The city of Mulberry applied for one of those grants and received $1,849. The money is helping finance the city's inaugural Edamame Festival, which is scheduled for 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow. Monica Freeland, assistant to the mayor of Mulberry, says the festival will take place at City Park.
It's directly across from the Senior Center. It is our new City Park, which we are still in the process of completing, even as we speak. They're pouring concrete out there today, and the park will be finished by Saturday. And so we're going to be showcasing our new park for everyone, and we've got lots of food vendors and product vendors coming. So it ought to be a fun day, and we're looking for good weather, too.
In July of 2012, American Vegetable Soybean and Edamame Incorporated opened a processing plant in Mulberry, and Edamame has become part of the town's economy. The Edamame Experience booth is one of the attractions at tomorrow's new festival, which will help educate visitors about this soybean.
We will be serving fresh steamed edamame for people to try. The Extension Homemakers Clubs will also be furnishing some various recipes that they have made up for taste testing and so forth also. And there will also be the new product called Crunchamame, which is a freeze-dried edamame bean, as a nice, healthy alternative to a snack. Instead of eating peanuts, you can eat soy. So this is some of the things that they're going to be showcasing at the Edamame Experience.
The Edamame Festival will also feature an antique car and tractor show, helicopter rides, a beauty pageant, and live music. The festival even has its own mascot, who guests may see walking around the city's park tomorrow. The mascot, which can also be found on the festival's welcome banner, is a smiling green soybean with big eyes who waves hello with his white-gloved hand. His name is Edamame Joe.
He got his name because the University of Arkansas developed a variety of edamame that can be harvested commercially. And that first variety was named U of A Kirksey Edamame Seed, and after Joe Kirksey, who was a longtime supporter of soybeans and promoter of soybeans, grower in this area here in Mulberry. He's actually my father, but we named Edamame Joe after him.
Freeland says it's important to have agriculture festivals like this one because not everyone fully understands what agriculture is all about.
All of these edamame that are being processed here are grown in the River Valley area. And so the product is an Arkansas-grown and made product. And it's important for people to understand the nutritional value of it. It's important for people to understand the economic values behind it, what it does for our town, what it does for our communities, what the healthy living is all about. And that's kind of our push, is to educate and encourage and let people know what's going on and how it affects them.
The City of Mulberry's inaugural Edamame Festival will take place rain or shine tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Mulberry City Park, which is located at 419 Highway 64 West. Admission is free and there will be free parking as well. For more information, search for Mulberry City Limits on Facebook.